This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken underscored Israel's right to defend itself as he visited Jerusalem today as part of an effort to build on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect late last week.
That starts with the recognition that losses on both sides were profound. Casualties are often reduced to numbers. But behind every number is an individual human being, a daughter, a son, father, a mother, a grandparent, a best friend. And as the Talmud teaches, to lose a life is to lose the whole world.
Secretary Blinken spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who thanked the United States for its show of support while warning the militants to maintain the ceasefire. He also used the moment to lobby on behalf of another issue.
The second point is, naturally, is Iran. We discussed many regional issues, but none is greater than Iran. And I can tell you that I hope that the United States will not go back to the old JCPOA, because we believe that that deal paves the way for Iran to have an arsenal of nuclear weapons with international legitimacy.
Secretary Blinken said the U.S. will be rallying international support for reconstruction assistance in Gaza with measures to ensure Hamas militants do not benefit. The European Union agreed yesterday to impose sanctions on Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc, amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest an opposition journalist, reacting to what EU leaders called a brazen hijacking of the Ryanair jetliner flying from Greece to Lithuania on Sunday. They also demanded the immediate release of the journalist who was abducted. This is VOA News. Tokyo is denying that a U.S. warning for Americans to avoid traveling to Japan will have an impact on Olympians. Japan is determined to hold the Tokyo Games that start July 23rd. The U.S. cited a surge in coronavirus cases in Japan caused by virus variants that may even pose a risk to vaccinated people. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General says that the Trump administration forced migrant parents to leave the United States without their children under its family separation policy.
Department of Homeland Security Inspector Generals released a report that under the Trump administration policy of separating migrant families at the border, some parents were forced to leave the U.S. without their children, even though they had asked for them back. And in nearly 350 cases, ICE had no record showing migrants wanted to leave their children in the U.S. That contradicts a claim that thousands of parents were choosing to leave their children behind while the parents were deported. The American Civil Liberties Union says it learned some parents were even told that their children would join them on the plane, but then the flight took off without them. So far, the Biden administration's only reunited the first four families this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Keldy Mabel Gonzalez Breve fled the Central American nation of Honduras with her family and a price on her head to seek asylum at the U.S. border. Instead, U.S. officials separated her from her children, jailed and deported her under President Trump's zero-tolerance policy to prosecute adults entering the country illegally. While the boys were allowed to live with relatives in Philadelphia, their mother made her way back to Mexico, where she fought to join them. Finally, last month, Linda Corchado, the director of legal services at the nonprofit Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center, contacted her. Biden's task force was working to reunite families separated at the border. Keldy needed to get her passport photos. She was being reunited with her family. When I saw them again that day, it had such a huge impact that I cried tears of joy. I cried from so much emotion, so much happiness. It's enough now to be with her children, she says. She knows that is more than many of her fellow migrants have. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.